Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to build a dark, rolling DNB base wobble in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow. So instead of making a static patch and trying to force life into it later, we're going to start with movement. That's the whole vibe here. The wobble, the filter motion, the drive changes, the phrasing, that's the instrument. This approach works brilliantly for drum and bass, jungle and rolling bass music, because the bass line has to do a lot of jobs at once. It needs to lock in with the drums, evolve across the bar, leave room for the snare and amen break, and still hit hard enough to feel rude. We want something that's aggressive, but controlled. Heavy, but not messy. So first, set your project to 174 BPM. That's the classic DNB lane, and it matters because your automation will feel different at this tempo than it would at half that speed. Drop in an amen style break, or any chop jungle drum loop, and loop 8 bars so you can actually hear how the bass develops over time. If you need to, add a kick and snare underneath, but keep the break front and center. The bass has to dance with the drums, not ignore them. Now let's build the bass source. You can use Wavetable or Operator here, and I'll talk through both options. If you use Wavetable, start with a sine or triangle on oscillator 1 for the clean foundation, then bring in a square or saw on oscillator 2 for some upper harmonics. Keep unison off or very low at this stage. If you use Operator, keep it simple. A sine carrier is perfect for the sub, and if you want more character, you can add a little FM or a second harmonic layer later. The point right now is not to make it fancy. The point is to make it solid. Set the bass to mono. Keep the voice count at 1. And if you want a bit of movement between notes, add a short glide or portamento, somewhere around 40 to 80 milliseconds. That gives you a little slide without turning the line into boo. At this stage, also keep the filter fairly closed, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz if you're just sketching the sound. We're going to automate much of that movement later, so don't overcook it now. Next, split the sound into sub and mid layers. This is a really important DNB habit. The sub is the foundation, and the mid layer is where the attitude lives. Group the instrument into an instrument rack, then create two chains, one for sub, one for mid. For the sub chain, keep it as clean as possible. Use a sine-based patch, or a very pure version of the synth. Add utility and keep the width at 0% so it stays mono. You can use EQ8 if you need a little cleanup, but don't go crazy. The sub should live roughly between 30 and 90 Hz and just hold the floor down. No stereo widening, no reverb, no fancy nonsense. In DNB, a dirty sub can wreck a mix fast, especially when the amen break is already full of transients. For the mid-chain, this is where we start having fun. Duplicate the synth or create a brighter layer, then add saturator, auto filter, maybe a little redux if you want some digital edge, and EQ8 to shape the mids. You can also use overdrive instead of saturator if you want a different bite. The goal of the mid layer is to carry the movement and the aggression, generally somewhere from about 100 Hz up to maybe 1.5 kHz depending on the sound. That's where the wobble speaks. A really effective order is to place distortion before the filter. That often gives you a more controlled aggressive tone. So if you're using saturator, try a drive of 2 to 6 dB with soft clip-on. If you're using overdrive, adjust the tone so it doesn't get too fizzy. The idea is not just loudness, it's harmonic content. We want the bass to cut through even when the volume is down, because if it only feels exciting when it's loud, it's probably relying too much on level instead of character. Now write a simple bass phrase. This is where a lot of people overcomplicate things. Don't. DNB bass works best when it feels like it's speaking with the drums. Think in short statements and responses. For example, in F minor, you might hit F1 on the downbeat, move to G1 or a flat 1 as a passing note, return to F1 with a little stutter, hit C2 or E-flat 2 for a lift, then drop back to F1. That's enough to start. Use short notes. Leave space. Let the snare breathe. You do not need constant 16th notes unless you're deliberately going for that kind of frantic Reese energy. Now here's the heart of the lesson. Automation first. We're going to shape the wobble primarily with automation, rather than relying on a static mod source and hoping it feels alive. The most important things to automate are cutoff, drive, width, and maybe some effect wet/dry if needed. But start with cutoff and drive. That's the core. Map key controls to macros in the instrument rack. Macro 1 can be wobble cutoff and control the auto filter cutoff. Macro 2 can be drive and control the saturator or overdrive amount. Macro 3 can be air or bite and control a small EQ boost in the upper mids, maybe around 700 Hz to 2000 Hz. Macro 4 can be width and control a chorus or stereo spread on the mid layer only. This is a huge workflow win, because you can automate one knob and move several parameters together in a musical way that keeps the patch coherent across the track. When you draw your automation, think in ranges, not just points. Decide the safe minimum and maximum for each macro first. For example, maybe the cutoff lives mostly in a darker range and you only open it enough to make the phrase speak. Maybe the drive only pushes harder on certain notes or the second half of a bar. This is more musical than drawing wild automation everywhere. A strong DNB bass line usually feels heavier because some moments are held back. Contrast is the secret. If everything is moving all the time, the ear stops noticing the movement. So in arrangement view, try a two-bar automation shape. In bar 1, keep the cutoff moderately closed. Open it a little on beat 2, let it peak just before the snare, then close it back down after the snare lands. In bar 2, make it slightly more open than bar 1, increase the drive on the second half. Maybe give it a tiny width lift for tension, then close it down again at the end so the loop resets cleanly. That kind of breathing motion makes the bass feel alive, like it's reacting to the drums instead of just sitting on top. You can go even tighter by using clip envelopes inside the MIDI clip. Open the envelopes box and draw automation for auto filter frequency or your wobble cutoff macro. This is really useful if you're holding notes longer than a beat and want internal motion inside the note. A common trick is to start low, open halfway through the note, then close just before the next snare. Even a small internal rise like that can give the phrase a much more performed feel. Ableton stock devices are more than enough for this. Auto filter handles the main wobble movement. Saturator or overdrive gives you the grit. Drum bus can add density and punch if used lightly. Redux can add a little digital edge, but really lightly. Frequency shifter can create strange, unstable movement if you're careful. Chorus ensemble can widen the mid layer. Utility is essential for mono control and gain staging. EQ8 cleans up the shape. Compressor or glue compressor can help if the level is jumping around too much. Limiter is just there for safety if the bass bus gets wild. A good mid-chain order might be EQ8 to cut unnecessary low end, then saturator for harmonics, then auto filter for cutoff movement, then maybe drum bus for optional crunch, and finally utility for width and level trim. Keep it practical. Keep it reusable. While you're doing all of this, keep checking the bass against the drums. Don't judge its solo for too long. Ask yourself, does it hit the snare too much? Is it masking the kick? Does the wobble feel like it's rushing or dragging the groove? Does it need more attack to poke through? These are arrangement and timing questions as much as sound design questions. In DNB, the bass and drums are basically one conversation. Also, watch the note length carefully. A lot of the punch comes from controlled note off timing, not just the sound itself. If the notes are too long, the bass will smear into the break. Shorten them, leave gaps, and use silence like a tool. A brief dropout before a snare or fill can make the next hit feel much bigger. That's a classic jungle move. Now let's talk arrangement. Once your 2-bar idea works, expand it across an 8-bar or 16-bar section. Try keeping the first 4 bars darker and more closed, then gradually increase drive and brightness over the next 4 bars. In the next section, maybe introduce a second automation curve or a new macro movement, then bring in a more open section or a fill before the transition. The important thing is that the bass feels like it's evolving in phrases, not just looping forever. You can also create a busy version and a minimal version of the same bass. The minimal version uses fewer notes, more space, darker automation. The busy version has a little more rhythmic motion, slightly more drive, and shorter notes. Arranging between those two states keeps the track breathing and stops the ear from getting numb to the pattern. A really effective advanced move is to alternate between two macro scenes. Scene A might be tighter, lower, and more focused. Scene B might be brighter, more aggressive, and a little wider. Then you automate between those scenes across the phrase, instead of micromanaging every lane. That gives you big, musical contrast without making the automation look like a spider web. If the patch is working, consider resampling it. Route the bass to an audio track and record 8 to 16 bars. Once it's audio, you can consolidate the best sections, cut the phrase tighter, duplicate a hit, mute the last note in bar 2, or move a phrase slightly earlier or later. In DNB, committing to audio is often where the personality really shows up. The synth patch becomes a performance, and then the arrangement gets sharper. Here's a great practice challenge. Make a simple two-bar automated wobble phrase at 174 BPM using only two or three notes in a minor key. Split it into sub and mid layers. Map cutoff to one macro and drive to another. Automate cutoff from close to open to closed, and automate drive so it's lower in bar 1 and higher in bar 2. Then bounce it to audio and make one small edit, like dropping the last note or opening the filter briefly on the final hit. If that version grooves with the amen break, you're on the right track. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't automate everything at once, because then nothing stands out. Don't make the sub stereo. Don't over-distort before the filter, or the tone can get fizzy and tiring. Don't leave the bass too long. Don't ignore the snare. And don't choose a wobble rate that feels random against the bar. The movement should feel like it belongs to the phrase, not like an LFO pasted on top.